Radun Chetu, a not-so-royal residence. Having spent a few hours exploring the nearby Opava, the Czech Republic, we reached Radun village just after lunch. We disembarked from the van and walked towards the Chetu, hidden by the foliage, to reach a large pond. My first glimpse of this beautiful Chetu made me gasp. Have a shooting star form an arc over it, and you have the Disney logo. To me, that's what Radun Chetu looked like. The view of Radun Chetu across the pond is one of the most beautiful. The shore offers places where you look at one of the most romantic castles and see its reflection in the water. Radun Chetu history. During the 16th century, well-heeled aristocrats built lavish Renaissance residences across Europe. Even Gillet Berthelot, a clerk close to the French king, harbored an ambition to build a similar luxurious Renaissance mansion for himself. He took over a 1475 CE structure and remodeled it in the late 16th century. So, it came about as a residence of a clerk and not as an aristocratic abode. Berthelot could not enjoy it for long as the king uncovered his financial subterfuges. Fearing the worst, he fled. This background reminded me of the story of Nicolas Fouquet, the aristocrat who built Chateau Vaux-le-Vicomte in Mainzy, France. Even the latter occupants of Radun Chetu did not have it easy. Zhirik Vorkovsky, a scion of an established aristocratic family, did not live to see its rebuilding completed. First, a fire destroyed it, and then, just before completion, he died. Subsequent owners were more fortunate. Not only could they finish the construction, but also redid the Chetu Park and added an orangery. Over the centuries, the Chetu has undergone many reconstructions. Little wonder it displays the features from a variety of architectural styles, including Gothic, Baroque, Renaissance and Classicism. Overall, today the architectural style would qualify as Neo-Gothic Romantic. Radun Chetu now. The state confiscated the Chetu and its estate in 1947. They built apartments and an apprentice school here. In 1963, they adopted it to house a primary and a nursery school. Later, it functioned as a municipal office, a cinema, a health center, and a library. The District National Committee took over the complex in 1978 and, after repairing it, turned it into a historical monument. The National Heritage Institute, NHI, conducted a slow acquisition activity of furnishings and collections to restore the Chetu's public salons and private rooms. Today, the NHI manages the complex and has brought back its former glory. The rooms within look lived in, yet well maintained. A striking aspect of the interiors is the various table settings in the rooms, be it the formal dining table, casual lounge seating, or elaborate and aesthetic tea service. It is also regal and stylish. The visitors can spend a peaceful day in its spread out gardens, relax by one of its four ponds, and check out the opulent lifestyle of the medieval aristocracy. Pin this not so royal residence.